This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. When you get down to it, it's domestic farm workers and their extremist unions against foreign guest workers and the farmers. That's the take by many on a lawsuit demanding more and better protections for guest workers. Save Family Farming's Gerald Barron says the extremist unions are using the coronavirus to aid their ongoing effort to prevent guest workers from taking jobs.
Yeah, the workers are not in favor of this. I don't know if you've looked on our website, but we have a number of videos that we put up in the last week or so from farm workers as well as farmers talking about the measures that they're taking to stay healthy.
Barron says everyone is doing what they can to stay safe.
The workers are working hard at it. The farmers are certainly complying, you know, at least the ones that we're talking to. I'm sure there might be some bad apples out there, but obviously they're taking it very seriously and doing what they need to do to protect the health of their workers.
But Barron says the farm work wouldn't get done without guest workers.
You can see guest workers represent right now from 1/3 to possibly close to a half of all seasonal farm workers in the state. And that's what these labor groups are trying to stop.
Barron says you need to let the politicians know how you feel.
So I think they need to be approaching Governor Inslee and calling his phone number and sending emails and letting their voices be heard and let their outrage be heard.
Barron says the lawsuit is an unreasonable measure that will cause a great deal of harm, and we need to bring reason back into this.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.